This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein.
Friday, December 15th, God's word for you today is the lifter. And our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 3, verse 3. And it says, "But in the depth of my heart, I truly know that you, Yahweh, have become my shield. You take me and surround me with yourself. Your glory covers me continually. You lift high my head." No matter how low you are, God can and will lift you up. No matter how high you are, God can and will lift you up. No matter how young you are, God can and will lift you up. 2 Kings chapter 22 verse 1 says, "Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. His mother was Jedidiah, the daughter of Adaiah from Bozkath." Josiah was just 8 years old, yet God lifted him. No matter how young you are, listen to me, young people, God will lift you up. This lifting God is working out in this season is not just for adults. God wants to lift you up, and he will lift you up in the name of Jesus. You cannot be too old to be lifted. Isaiah chapter 46 verse 4 says, "I will be your God throughout your lifetime, until your hair is white with age. I made you, and I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you. Will you not serve this God?" God says he will be your God throughout your lifetime because he knows you're going to have trouble and challenges. And he is beating his chest and saying, "I am not going to go on sabbatical. I am your God from beginning to the end." No matter how low you are, no matter how high you are, no matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, God can and will lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus. When Abraham was 99 years old and Sarah was 89 years old, God said, "I am about to lift you up in the place of fruitfulness." It looked ridiculous, but the rest is history. Everything God has said he will do in your life will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. How do I know? And why am I declaring it so confidently? Psalms chapter 75 verse 6 to 7 says, "This I know, the favor that brings promotion and power doesn't come from anywhere on earth, for no one exalts a person but God, the true judge of all. He alone determines where favor rests. He anoints one for greatness and brings another down to his knees. The favor that brings promotion and power, the one that you will experience this season, does not come from anywhere on earth." God alone determines where favor rests, and in this season, that favor will rest on your head in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you not glad that it is God alone that determines your promotion? Are you not glad that God has not left your promotion in the hands of your relatives or friends? If God did, what would happen to you when people walk out of your life? That would be the end. But God says, no, your promotion, your lifting is with him. Let us pray. Father, I bow my life to you in gratitude because you alone are the glory and the lifter up of my head. I acknowledge that you are the true judge of all. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.